This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I appreciate you finding the John Kincaid Show every week as often as possible, whether you're listening on one of our great CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Radio.com app, SiriusXM 206. You are welcome and a part of the family. Covering college football for CBS Sports and one of the bright minds at 24/7 Sports, Barton Simmons joining us here on the John Kincaid Show. Barton, fan of your work, and appreciate you making time for me this morning after what some people are saying was the kickoff of college football season. If that Miami versus Florida game is a preview of what I've got to expect for the next few weeks, I'm expecting much better than that. That was incredibly bad to me.
But it was entertaining, though.
Yes, it was.
At least we got that. You know, it was a glorious mishmash of mistakes and bad plays and big plays and turnovers, and it was just sort of college football. And so, yeah, it was ugly. But I mean, it was week zero. I guess we should expect ugly in week zero. At least we also got suspenseful and high stakes and all that. So I thought it was a fun game. Yes, it was an ugly game. And I think that, yes, it's also not a great reflection on those two teams. And yet I think we can also still sort of look at the glass half full and say they're working out the kinks, that there's a lot of room for improvement. I wouldn't shut the door on those teams just yet.
Can I thank you for using glass half full? Because we were just talking about it last segment that people misusing it as glass half empty drives me crazy. So I really appreciate you using it correctly as glass half full. That was right.
Absolutely.
You just made my day on that. Let me start with this. Is everybody raves about, well, college football so, you know, spectacular and this, and I'm looking at the season, the NBA gets killed because so few teams have a chance to even be in the mix of conversation to win a championship. Is there any reason to truly believe that this year's national champion won't be Alabama or Clemson?
Well, I mean, I think
if I gave you both those teams, you know what I mean? Isn't that the most likely scenario that one of them wins?
It is, yeah. I think there's about three other teams that have enough talent to contend. I think Georgia is good enough to win. I think LSU has the talent. I think Ohio State has the talent as well. And I'm not ready to put anything past Lincoln Riley. Just sort of the way they've lost the last couple of years. That talent is that offense is always going to be good enough. You know, have they made some strides? Do they make some strides with Alex Grinch as a defensive coordinator? But no, I mean, it is still, in some ways, the gap is widening, I think, between the haves and the have-nots, the programs that can truly win a national title and those that can't. But I think what's fun about college football to me is, you know, in the NFL, it's sort of Super Bowl or bust or playoffs or bust. And in college football, there's all sorts of different benchmarks that you can hit to call your season successful, you know. Maybe it's a division title, maybe it's a winning record, maybe it's a bowl game, maybe it's a college football playoff appearance. I mean, every program sort of has they're playing on a different grading scale. There's about 10 or 15 that are absolutely looking for a national title and not much else. But there's a lot of others that understand that's not realistic, and so they sort of can be fully invested in every game based on what their own goals of the year are. And I think that's kind of what's fun about college football. A rivalry means as much as making some sort of playoff or postseason appearance.
Now, Jim Harbaugh says that it's hard to beat the cheaters. I would suggest that for Jim Harbaugh, it's been hard to beat the non-cheaters too. It's been, like, to me, him writing a book, I think is one of the most poorly timed things ever. He's yet to deliver on anything to Michigan that has been hyped up year after year on the field on Saturday afternoons. Why is he going to preach about coaching and leadership and everything when he hasn't delivered at Michigan?
Yeah, it's kind of a bad look. Even if there's some truth to it, it's just sort of one of those things. Hey, don't bother saying it. I mean, Jim Harbaugh has always been, seems to always be of the belief that any publicity is good publicity, and he sort of continues right to live by that mantra. But I, you know, yeah, from where I'm sitting, it's like, why even bother? You know, I can't remember if it was a quote from the book. I think it was, or maybe it was just a tweet, but I think it was a quote from the book. You know, his director of recruiting, Matt Dudek, mentioned something in regards of, you know, we're recruiting against the best in the country, but we also have, you know, we're recruiting high academic guys, and
oh yeah,
we're also going to get the best of both worlds like this. And I get it. Hey, that's a recruiting pitch. But at the same time, to your point, you know, Ohio State's doing the same thing. That I don't know where Ohio State stands in the pecking order of, you know, World and News Reports college rankings, but Ohio State has recruited under Urban Meyer the last 7 years, high character, high academic guys. That's been the profile, and so they've been able to do that, and they've been beating up on Michigan at the same time. So, you know, I think in order to start really chirping, you got to start winning those big games, and Michigan is still yet to do that.
Now, Barton Simmons joining us here, CBS Sports and 24/7 Sports too, with us and a scout's eye. I mean, if you could tell me the three players you were most interested in watching this year from that scouting eye, looking towards next year and obviously draft time and everything, could you tell me a little thumbnail on who they would be?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of different ways you could go with that. I mean, at the quarterback position, I think the guy that I'm sort of intrigued by is Sam Ehlinger, because he's sort of been this bowling ball, and he is, I think, without question, one of the best players in college football, one of the best leaders in college football, one of the guys you want on your team. You don't want to play against him. You're going to pick him number one in the Sandlot. But is he going to have sort of the freedom this year offensively to show he can be kind of a true thrower, a true NFL-level quarterback? I think that's going to be really interesting. I think if he can elevate Texas to a Big 12 title type of situation, then, I mean, that's a guy that I think is going to really start to sort of intrigue NFL scouts. And so he's a guy that I'm pretty excited to pay attention to. You know, I think there's some guys in the Big Ten that are just, you know, like at Iowa, A.J. Epenesa, their defensive end that was second team last year but still had 10.5 sacks. I mean, he's going to be let loose on college football as a first-team defensive end this year, and I think he's going to be unbelievable. And so I'm excited to see him. I'm excited to see Chase Young at Ohio State in the same capacity. I think those may be the best two defensive ends in all of college football. So I'm pretty hyped to see those guys and see how their game continues to grow and evolve, because, you know, we're used to seeing those guys in the SEC, and those guys, I think, in Big Ten country are going to, you know, make that same kind of noise.
I really appreciate your time this morning. Everybody follow along on Twitter, @CBS Sports, and enjoy the college football season. We'll try to check in with you again a little bit later on.
Hey, love to do it.
Thanks, Bart.
Talk to you soon.
Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.